A state appeals court has upheld the University at Albany's decision to expel Ariel Agudio, one of three students involved in a January 2016 fracas aboard a CDTA bus that made headlines worldwide. A University at Albany hearing panel determined in March 2016 that Agudio, Aisha Burwell, and Alexis Briggs violated the UAlbany Code of Conduct. Burwell and Agudio were expelled. Briggs was suspended for 2 years after it emerged that they falsified claims of a race-based attack on the bus that winter. The three women had been indicted by the Office of Albany County District Attorney David Soares in May 2016. Briggs agreed to a plea bargain, admitted her part in fabricating the assault, and apologized to the community. In April 2017, a jury found Agudio and Burwell guilty of 2 counts each of falsely reporting an incident, Class A misdemeanors. They were acquitted of more serious charges and avoided prison. They were sentenced to probation, 200 hours of community service, and a $1,000 fine. Agudio returned home to Long Island while her Albany-based attorney, Mark Mishler, immediately filed the appeal. Mishler had also filed an appeal of the university's student conduct decision, which was denied this week.
And we are quite disappointed in that holding, and so we need to evaluate what our next steps are. I do want to note that there's some issues here that I think most people, if they understood how this procedure unfolded at the University of Albany, would be shocked. And I'll give just one example, which was an important issue for us. When the student conduct charges were filed by the university against Ms. Agudio, the initial documents said that the charges were based on the close to 40 video recorded interviews and written statements that the university had obtained from witnesses to the incident. We asked at that time for copies of those video recorded interviews and written statements, which the university itself said the charges were based on. And they refused to provide those videos and statements to us.
Mishler believes the court didn't fully understand the importance of the videos and documents.
You had a situation where somebody is accused of something and the entity that's bringing the accusation says these accusations are based on certain documents. And the accused person says, well, provide me with those documents. And the entity says no and refused to. It is so fundamentally unfair that it is shocking. And for that to be given a stamp of approval by the court is truly unfortunate. There are issues like that. I mean, you know, why not provide us with that information? The only thing we can conclude is that the university did not intend there to be a fair procedure.
Jordan Carlio Evangelist is UAlbany's Director of Media and Community Relations.
At the University of Albany, we strive to promote a culture of accountability through student conduct process that is transparent, fair, and impartial. We're grateful that the court recognized these efforts.
Mishler says he and his client are evaluating what their next steps are. He did not elaborate. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.